Now some email that's come our way in the past 24 hours. We received several comments on a story about single-payer health care. Listener Mark Benner of Anton, Colorado, thought we didn't ask the right questions about the subject. He writes this: "You should have asked Senator Max Baucus why he thinks single-payer does not make sense. His rural constituents in Montana currently suffer from lack of medical opportunities as a result of our current system. A single-payer system would actually improve health care options for rural people." And from Glenwood Springs, Colorado, Steve Perot takes House Ways and Means Health Subcommittee Chairman Pete Stark to task. Stark was quoted as saying that Americans are not ready to give up what they have in terms of health care, and Steve Perot writes, "I would respond by pointing out that many of us don't have any health care to give up." Other listeners weighed in on a Louisiana ethics panel's tough enforcement of rules on gifts. Librarians at St. Tammany Parish Library were told that accepting even small presents could lead to prosecution. Librarian Jennifer Klang of Rockville, Maryland, wrote that she is somewhat astonished over the ban. "I hardly think a holiday rum cake is going to lead librarians into a life of unethical ill repute," she writes. Then there's John Ruskin of New Orleans, who defends the ethics panel.
"How would folks feel if litigants brought goodies to judges or contractors for building inspectors? I would suspect less tolerance. What of this? Sharing gifts with library staff who put aside new books for a patron? Why not, if you could avoid lines that everyone else has to wade through? The rule's function, as applied to public servants, is to leave public access to services on an even keel, rendered without bias in their availability or to decision-making."
Well, we can accept, if not your gifts, certainly your comments about our program. Go to npr.org and express yourself. We promise no favors in return, but you may get to hear it on the air.